The state's social workers have overwhelmingly voted no confidence in their boss, Commissioner Angela McLean of the State Department of Children and Families, or DCF. Members of the union, representing about 2,700 social workers, voted by almost a 10-to-1 margin that they had no confidence in McLean. McLean says the vote is a wake-up call, that he can do a better job communicating, but he says he does not plan to back down from some of the changes he's pushing at the former Department of Social Services. Peter McKinnon, a supervisor in the Lowell DCF office, says McLean's initiatives are ill-timed, coming amid increased economic stresses on families, state budget cuts, and layoffs.
You have those things going on, then you add in an attempt to change the way the agency operates. It's really a recipe for disaster, and we're really worried that something is going to slip through the cracks, despite everyone's best efforts, and that a child's going to get hurt or, God forbid, will die.
McKinnon says the main problem is new so-called assessment tools for social workers to determine whether a child is at risk. He says the tools mean more paperwork and they keep social workers from using their expertise.
The tool may give you a score that says that they're at high risk for abusing their children, but even though you've met with them, you know that that's not the case for any number of reasons that can't be accounted for in the tools. The concern is that we will be doing social work to the tools, and it will take that human element out of it.
The union that took the no confidence vote, the Service Employees International Union, Chapter 509, says now is not the time to change how workers do their jobs. More than 200 social workers have been laid off this year because of state budget cuts, and the union says that's created an all-time high caseload for social workers of about 20 children each. McLean says the department has needed to update its procedures for years. He says the new tools provide guidelines about how and when to help at-risk families. And he says the department needs a standardized method of dealing with the 70,000 complaints of abuse and neglect it investigates every year.
Change is hard for people, particularly in stressful times when there's reduced budgets. The natural thing for some people is to say, why are we doing this now? Can't we wait till things get better? And my response is, we can't wait. And I haven't said trust me on this, but, we have to move forward.
McLean also says he's not going to back down from initiatives that were largely requested by the people DCF serves.
And in some ways, there's two voices that aren't in this discussion. That's the voice of families and the voice of children. I don't necessarily have a monopoly on speaking for children and youth. We had family members on all of our planning groups, so a lot of the model represents what the families wanted.
McLean still has some supporters. On Friday, Governor Deval Patrick touted the agency's annual statistical report and said DCF is moving in the right direction. And Aaron Berger, an intake investigation supervisor at the DCF Arlington office, says the new assessment tools that McLean is pushing are helpful and make her job easier. And she supports McLean.
The commissioner has come out to meet us all. He came out recently and spent a lot of time with us, talking with us about the process, listening to us. He's been really involved with our office and receptive to the feedback that we're giving him. So we've had a positive experience with him.
McLean will defend his tenure at the Department of Children and Families at a previously scheduled statehouse hearing tomorrow.